Boss Man Show here with Clemson Tigers head coach Brad Brownell. They'll be in Atlanta this weekend playing Drake. He's on the line with me right now. Coach Brownell, how are things going over there in Clemson, coach?
Well, we're battling. We've had a tough couple of weeks. We've lost a couple close ones here recently. But I like my team. I think we just got several different players. We got five new players. And that's kind of the nature of college basketball right now. The transfer portal, incoming freshmen, roster management. And then, once you do get your roster, just establishing roles and kind of role definition, role acceptance. I think those are really challenging things for coaches early in the season. We're kind of battling that ourselves, but I do like my team. I think we're a team that's going to get better and think we have a chance to make a run later in the ACC.
No doubt, Coach. Coach, you've been at Clemson 12 years. Can you believe it's already been 12 years you've been down there?
it's been a great run. Really enjoyed it. Clemson's a special place. Fantastic people. It's a great university, and a lot of people know how successful our athletic department is, and so it's just a great place to live. My two daughters, one just graduated a year ago. The other's a junior. So we've been all in with Clemson for several years now. And I've really enjoyed it.
And coach, let's go back to last year for a little bit, coach. Getting 16 wins in a COVID year, when you never knew we was going to play a game, well, you might worry about a test coming back positive, have to cancel practice or shut it down, and getting that many wins during that scenario. Tell me about how your team persevered personally, how your guys really were responsible in that regard, because to get 16 wins during that hard year has to make you feel good after some downtime.
No question. Yeah, no question. I was really proud of last year's team. Obviously, we made the NCAA tournament, and we won a preseason tournament down in Florida. We just, I was lucky. Last year's team for us at Clemson, we didn't have many new players. We had a couple of new freshmen, but we didn't have any transfers. We had an older roster. We had several guys who'd been in the program, Clyde Trapp and Amir Sims. Amir Sims, an all-conference guy. And so we had experience. And I think that really helped us, obviously, in a year with COVID where everything was different. Everything was changing. It was really hard year on the kids. Games were getting canceled. There were days you weren't practicing. You'd play sometimes not prepared as you'd like to be. And so if you had an experienced team like we did, I think you had a slight advantage. And we just had a group that was very unselfish, that shared the ball. We played a lot of players. We played 10 or 11 guys, double figure minutes, because I just felt like it was a year where if all these kids are making these sacrifices off the court and how challenging a year it was academically and basketball wise, that I wanted to get them out there, and our team just really responded. We had a great group of guys, great leadership, and the team really cared about one another, played for each other, and it showed up with the way we played. We pressed full court for 40 minutes. I thought we were very aggressive, and we just benefited in a year that was a real struggle for most people.
No doubt, coach. And I feel like for these young men, I'm in my 30s. I'm a little older than the guys you coach. But even for me, it made me realize how I could be better, made me adjust how I do my radio show and how I handle my interns who I'm responsible for. So for you as a leader, coach, how did it affect you as a leader trying to lead these young men with all that's going on last year to kind of help them be that more of a father figure, of a leader to these young men? Because all was going on around with the social injustice, the virus, everything's going last year. How did you kind of make you a better leader last year going forward in your career, man?
Yeah. Well, it was challenging in a lot of ways, and I think it really made you think about your players individually. I probably met with my players more individually last year than I have at any year in my 30 years of coaching. And each kid was kind of in a different place. There were some kids that really struggled last year. Because of different things like social injustice and how that affected certain kids. The mental stress that I think a lot of kids were under because everything was so isolated. They were isolated. You had your classes, were all online. And so that was by yourself. They lived by themselves. They didn't have roommates. And so that was challenging. The only time they really got to get out and do anything was when they came to practice or we played a game. And so I think it really made you, think about your players and check on them and just check on their mental health as much as their physical health. And so it really, you know, I think it was a great learning experience. I've tried to do that. I've tried to continue to do that, to meet with my guys even more and really connect with them as much as I can. And I think a lot of coaches have realized how impactful that can be and how much that we all learned from last season. It was a hard year for a lot of folks.
And a coach, I think young men now miss going to class now. No, our guys want to go to class now. Oh, class, I see people now. You know, I enjoy this process, going to class now. You know, when you think, oh, I don't want to go to class. Yeah. Now guys love class now again.
No, absolutely. I think the social interaction piece is vital. I mean, that's a big part of what college is all about, is getting around different kinds of folks, people from all different walks of life, different values, and just spending time, right? And then learning about all different kinds of things. And I think there's a greater appreciation for all of it, for sure. You can see the energy in our guys. You can see the energy in on campus with just all the students. And, you know, it's still a little bit different. Like, it's crazy here at Clemson that, you know, all the students still, we test regularly. And so the students, we actually do a lot of the testing here at Little John Coliseum. So there's a constant stream of students coming in with masks and testing and doing all that. So it's certainly a reminder that we're not out of the woods yet, that there's a lot still going on, and it keeps us mindful of all that our kids are dealing with. And again, I think it's made us a better coaching staff.
Most definitely coaching. Also, being a coaching staff, man, you know, you have a great staff of guys with you, having five new guys teach your system to. And I feel like, you know, you get some tough losses, but getting those five wins early, showing your team different styles of play, playing against tough competition, because St. Bonaventure is a good team, you know.
Yeah,
Temple's
yeah.
a good team, you know. So the losses you have are not bad losses. West Virginia is a good team, you know. So playing against tough competition will help them when the ACC gauntlet starts here in late December until March.
Yeah, we really tried to challenge our team. You know, we lost a couple of games where we had a lead against West Virginia and St. Bonnie's down in Charleston in a neutral court tournament, and thought we played very well for about 35 minutes out of 40 and kind of let a game get away from us, especially the Bonnie's game. You know, those are the challenges your guys want to play. You want to play in these neutral court games. Obviously, Drake is a team that we think has a great chance to win the Missouri Valley. They went to the NCAA tournament last year, and Coach DeVries does a great job. So they're going to have almost their whole team back, plus his son, who was one of the top recruits in the country last year and decided to stay and play for his dad. You know, the last year at this time, we played Alabama in a neutral court game down there in the same event and had a big win against a great Alabama team that ended up winning the SEC. So, you know, we really love these neutral court games. We love these environments. We think it's good for our players. And obviously, we're looking forward to the matchup with Drake on Saturday.
And, Coach, you know, that's an easy trip for all the Clemson fans from Death Valley to come up to Atlanta and State Farm Arena and see your guys play against a good Drake team, win a tournament last year, because I feel like that having that regional piece, being so close to Atlanta, the fans can come in and cheer you guys on at 2 o'clock Eastern on Saturday at State Farm Arena, because I feel like it's going to be a great game, because it's four great games, right? Two sessions. You can't beat that. A one-day MTE on neutral site in the NBA Arena in Atlanta, Georgia, where our recruits are. Great for everybody involved.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely. And we've got, you know, a couple Atlanta guys on our team. We've signed a couple more. Like, it's obviously a place that we recruit heavily. We've got a lot of alums over there in Atlanta. So it makes a lot of sense for us to continue to play in these kinds of events. Chris Williams does a great job of setting it up. I think he's done an incredible job of getting a lot of different schools from different parts of the country to kind of figure this out. Everybody wants to recruit down that way. It's great exposure, and, you know, having a chance to play in State Farm Arena is fantastic for your guys. Your guys want to play in a pro arena, an NBA arena, and so to get that kind of experience, super exciting for your players.
And talk about Ian from Loganville, Georgia, up in Gwinnett County, Chase Wright from Atlanta. Tell me about those two young men on your roster. One's a guard, one's a forward, and they're young guys in your pipeline. Yeah. Tell me about those young men, Coach.
Yeah, Chase Hunter is a redshirt sophomore for us. Really talented wing guard, good player, great athlete, a guy who's really starting to develop. Has had some injuries early in his career that has kind of sidelined him a little bit and probably slowed his growth. But I think he's really coming into his own. He's coming off a really nice game against Miami where he had 15 points off the bench for us and played very well. And I just think his best basketball is ahead of him. He's one of those guys that's a tremendous athlete, can create his own shot, and his shooting from the perimeter continues to improve. So really excited about Chase and proud of his development, the way he's worked. Ian Shefflin is from up there at Grayson. He's a freshman that we think is going to be a really good player for us. He's kind of a guy that can play a couple different positions. He can play a little undersized center. He can be a power forward. Has a really good feel for the game, good, strong, physical athlete that can make a three. He's an excellent passer. Just, you know, right now the game's going a little quick for him because he's a freshman. There's a lot of moving parts, but has shown flashes of some good play for us, and I think, you know, could be out there on the floor on Saturday against the Drake team that can get undersized at the center position. So, you know, he has a chance to get a few more minutes in a game like the one Saturday.
No doubt, Coach, and I feel like this is good for you as well because I feel like your guys can see – building his winning habits early right now, because I feel like if you have tough losses early, you'll be better down the road, because the ACC tells you they're different styles, all 14 teams are besides yourself, different styles, man. So I feel like these guys can build these habits early. You can have teach film to teach them by to help them be better in practice when these things come up again in game play in January, February, and in March, of course.
Yeah, I think that's one of the interesting things about the ACC is you've got a lot of different styles. You know, we see Coach Boeheim at Syracuse and it's 40 minutes of zone, and that's rare. Then you might play against Mike Bray at Notre Dame and it's, you know, he's going to run a complete motion offense, where the ball's all very rarely dribbled. Then you're going to play against Tony Bennett and his pack line man to man defense that really doesn't leave the 3-point line. You got some other teams in our league that are going to press you. And trap you and extend their defenses. So I think one of the great things about our league is you get to see all different kinds of styles of play, a lot of different ways to coach and win. And obviously the talent in the league is as good as it is. So it's really a fun league to play in. And we try to schedule that way in some of the non-conference games so that we play against teams that are a little bit different. And so our guys get used to it for ACC play come here in January and February.
I got a question for you, Coach. Most crazy zone, Jim Boeheim, Josh Pazner, or Ron Hunter? Which one is crazier?
Well, they're different and they're unique and they're all really good. I haven't played against – well, I guess I have played against Ron one time in NIT. They're all really unique and different. You know, I don't know that one's better. A couple of them are a little more aggressive. Coach Hunter's is probably the most aggressive. I think Josh has done a really good job with his because he kind of morphed it in a couple different ways to kind of to try to make it a little bit harder on you. And then Coach Boeheim is a 2-3, but the length and size of the guys that he has and the fact that they play only zone defense, they match to what you do probably better than anybody that does it because that's all they play. They don't really play any man-to-man. So they're all three unique. They're all very good, and they're all difficult to play against for sure.
Last one for you, Coach, is when you come to Atlanta, Coach, what is your favorite spot to eat here, man?
Oh, man. I don't know that I have just one. You know, I can't call it out, man. You're going to get me in trouble. You're going to put me in a situation where I'm leaving some people out, man. I can't be doing stuff like that. You know, I like a lot of different spots, but I'm a simple guy, so I don't need too much, man. I don't need too much.
I hear that, Coach. We look forward to seeing you Saturday. Are you all coming to the game tomorrow night, or are you all just going to hang at the hotel?
No, I think I don't know if we're going to make it to the game or not. It depends on what time. We got finals week this week, so we got a lot of guys still getting a lot of work done well into Friday. It's been a little bit of a challenging week that way. So we'll probably just get down there later on Friday.
Well, I'll see you at the arena on Saturday, Coach, for sure, man. I'll be cheering for you guys as always, man. I love that you have you on the show as always, Coach. So you be safe, man, for the senior on Saturday, man, and go Tigers, man.
Appreciate it. Good to be with you guys. Be good.
See you, Coach. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. You're welcome.
All right.